free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to the In Hope Podcast, where each Monday and every day here during Advent, we drop a new episode to help strengthen unity in the body of Christ. These episodes have been quick and to the point. I'm going to have a couple of takeaways for you at the end of this one, and just to make unity practical, some practical things that we can do, some practices that we can keep in mind. And we're pulling today from the announcement of John the Baptist's name. After he was born and family and friends are in town celebrating and he is being circumcised and he's being named, there is this scene that happens with Zachariah, Elizabeth, and their friends. Elizabeth is saying that his name is going to be John, wanting to name him John. And all of the friends and acquaintances, all the family is saying, you don't have any family members named that. They were saying that he was going to be named Zachariah and was encouraging her to name the boy Zachariah after her father. And, you know, fathers, we understand there is a pride in that. There is something very sweet about having a junior. But even more so during this time, the carrying on of your name and your lineage was even a bigger deal than it is today, especially in the West. And so we consider that, but what happens here is Zachariah, he is unable to speak at this point because an angel told him he would not be able to speak until what he told Zachariah was going to happen, them having a boy named John, came to pass. And what's interesting is that this is days after John is born. This is months after Elizabeth is pregnant, right? So obviously they were being obedient, right? They took the necessary steps to bring John about, but Zachariah was still unable to speak. And it wasn't until he answered them, because they were pressing him since Elizabeth was saying how his name would be John. So they were pressing Zachariah because it would be Zachariah's word as the head of the home, as the father who would determine and make final what his name was. And so he took his board that he used to write on to communicate, and he wrote the child's name will be John, or is John. And after he wrote that and shared it, his mouth was open, his tongue was loosed, he was no longer mute where he couldn't speak, and he started praising God. And so that fulfillment of him being able to speak again came to pass. Now, from this scene, two quick takeaways, all right? And number one is obedience. And number two, there is humility. Now, what do I mean by those things? How do we practically apply that? All right, well, number one, parents, you're going to love this. Hold on to this. And this is just good for us to know as people who are trying to be obedient in the faith, of people who are trying to practice the ways of Jesus. And we're going to have times where we're challenged in this. It's good to know what obedience really is. How do you look at that practically? What does that look like? Well, in our house with our kids, we talk about obedience having three factors. It's not obedience until you obey right away, you obey all the way, and you obey cheerfully. This is our rule. We say obedience is obeying right away, all the way, cheerfully. And we say every day. So you have this factor of, and this is something that is taught at our girls' school. We carry that into our home. We talk about this. Obedience is obeying right away, all the way, cheerfully, every day. That is something that we can take and hold on to when it comes to obedience. How obedient are we being? Looking at obedience in others, are they obeying right away? Are they obeying all the way? John's example here, or Zachariah's example, shows us obedience all the way. It wasn't until all of the obedience had taken place until he went all the way in declaring the child's name John, that his mouth was opened back up. And you could have said they were obeying all the way through that. And, you know, like I said, you know, they did what they needed to do. They were obviously trying to obey here, but it wasn't until that obedience was complete, until he called the child's name John, that his mouth was open. Secondly, when we're looking at obedience, humility, right? Number one, obedience. Number two, humility. Humility we see in this passage again. Humility was not Zechariah beating himself up, writing a soliloquy of how he doesn't deserve to have a Zechariah Jr. And talking down on himself. Sometimes we think humility is beating ourselves down and looking down on ourselves. That is not humility. Humility is when we are not thinking of ourselves more highly than others. And so what that means is that we are honoring and esteeming others. We're seeing others as our equal and even honoring them above ourselves. And so especially in this circumstance, while it would have been a great honor and been something that possibly was a struggle and a wrestle here for Zechariah not to name his child after himself, he sees this as an opportunity to put God and his will and what he said first, because more so than anyone, we should be able to say that it's not us, but it's God who is more important, right? It's not about us, it's about him. So we should have this humble posture when it comes to him. And Zechariah here is acknowledging that God and his word deserves more honor, more than Zechariah and his name. And that is just a truth. That's a truth, truth for humanity. But especially when it comes in relationship to others, humility is not going to be us beating ourselves down, but it's honoring others and lifting them up, not seeing ourselves as more important than others, but realizing others are equal, and then even honoring and esteeming others above ourselves. That is humility. Not beating yourselves down, but honoring others. It's this outward and seeing honor in others. And here he is giving that honor to God and his word by naming him Zechariah, or by naming him John. All right. So those two quick takeaways: you have humility, you have obedience. Obedience is obeying right away, all the way, cheerfully, every day. And humility is not beating yourself down, but it's lifting others up. All right. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing this holiday season, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Merry Christmas.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.